Hi, welcome. Welcome back to Cromer at the End of the Table, starring Michael Cromer. I, of course, am your host, Michael Cromer, with this week's episode of Cromer at the End of the Table. This is episode 4, and in today's episode, we will, as usual, be talking about something that is very fond to me, that I'm very, very passionate about, I would say. And that is, of course, tall buildings. But before I get into that, I just wanted to say that this week's episode would not be possible without the fans. And I just have to say also that I do have a lot of fans. I mean, I really skyrocketed from about 6 to about 12. I mean, the more that I make these episodes, the more people are talking about them and asking for more. In fact, today, 39 minutes ago, one of my my top fans, Jack Matonis, he tweeted at me, and he said, he quoted my podcast, which was about how Whammo Frisbees just suck. And he was saying that he needs more Cromer at the End of the Table, and he added me. Now that's just unbelievable. To have a fan base that is just absolutely massive, and I mean, it is massive. But not only a fan base that's massive, but a fan base that is dying and requesting via Twitter more podcasts. Truly, I am blessed. But anyways, as I said before, my name is Michael Cromer. This is the Cromer at the End of the Table podcast, starring Michael Cromer. So in today's episode, yes, we will be talking about tall buildings. And now, tall buildings, when I say tall buildings, that's exactly what I mean. I don't mean cool looking buildings. No, I don't really care. I don't care about those. I mean, great, they're cool looking. But what I really like are tall buildings. In fact, it's gotten to the point where I literally cannot live in a place that does not have tall buildings. I will refuse to live in a place that has a building under 700 feet. That their tallest building has to be over 700 feet, or else I will not live there. That's just how it is. So, in today's episode, we will be kind of discussing what city has the tallest buildings? What cities around me have the tallest buildings? Maybe you'll learn something. I have put a little bit of research into this episode, so hang on to your seats. Anyways, tall buildings. Tall buildings. I think first we need to start about where I'm from. I'm from Columbus, Ohio, for those of you fans who do not know. And in Columbus, the tallest building that we have is just a sad 629 feet. I mean, truly. The top 5 are all above 500 feet, but the tallest building is 629 feet. Now, don't get me wrong. Gahanna is a great place to raise a family. I mean, it truly is. But City of Columbus is really lacking in the category of tall buildings. I mean, it is growing, and there are lots of cool things, and there's some history there, and Columbus really is an up-and-coming city. I mean, folks just invested $2 billion with a B, billion dollars into making a park that will be bigger than Disneyland. Can you even believe that? In Columbus, Ohio. That's absolutely stunning. We recently got an IKEA and a Topgolf. The Short North is popping. Art is popping. We have industry. So we are growing massively, and we're in the center of the state, so we have the room to grow. This being said, there are no tall buildings. So will I be living in Columbus after school is out? No. Absolutely not. Also, let me clarify, because most people listening to this will be like, wow, you live in Athens, Ohio. What tall buildings are in Athens, Ohio? The answer is none. There are none. Not a single one. The tallest building in Athens, Ohio is 103 feet. 103 feet. That's it. And it's the Athens Tower, which, to be quite frank with you, I have no idea what the hell that is. But it only comes in at 103 meters, excuse me, 338 feet. Oh, sorry. Still, 338 feet is just truly sad, embarrassing. It's not, it's more embarrassing than Columbus at 629 feet. But it is what it is. It was a really great place to grow up. And I do love Columbus, but I won't be living there after school. Because as I said, I have to live in a place with at least 700 feet in the tallest building, plain and simple. So what places do have the tallest buildings? And by the way, this episode is only going to focus on the United States. So for all of you listeners, which there are none listening outside of the United States, sorry, but we won't be talking about your cities, which, as I said, I have no listeners outside of the United States, so this truly is not a big deal. But in the United States, New York is king, and then Chicago is second place. And third place is absolutely so far behind New York and Chicago, as far as tall buildings are concerned, that it is almost embarrassing. New York and Chicago combined for having 17 out of the top 25 tallest buildings in the United States, and they combined for 9 out of the top 10 tallest buildings in the United States. The only one that cracks the top 10 is, in fact, number 10, and it's in Philadelphia. And that's only because Philadelphia was at one time the capital of the United States. So, as I was saying, New York and Chicago reign supreme. The top five, it trades back and forth. Number one is the World Trade Center, recently built, and that's 1,776 feet. Then is the Willis Tower in Chicago. Then the 432 Park Avenue, which is just an apartment building in New York. Then the Trump Tower, which is sad that that is in the top five. And then 30 Hudson Yards in New York City. So they control the top five, and they absolutely dominate the top 10, top 25 of tallest buildings in the United States. If you were curious, the Empire State Building is number six. And then the 875 North Michigan Avenue in Chicago comes in at number nine. That's the one that looks like the Willis Tower. They do love those dueling white antennas on top of big steel black buildings in Chicago, which I am here for. The only one in the top 10 that isn't from New York and Chicago is the Comcast Technology Center in Philadelphia. But besides that, some other cities that crack the top 25 are Los Angeles, San Francisco, Atlanta, Houston has two, and that is literally it. Just outside of the top 25 is Cleveland, surprisingly, coming in at number 27 with the Key Tower. And then Seattle is number 29 with the Columbia Center. But yeah, I mean, everything's bigger in Texas. Not really. I mean, Houston has two in the top 25, but Dallas doesn't even come in until number 32 on the list. And then again at number 35, finally, one of the southern states, I mean, obviously Atlanta, but Charlotte finally comes in at number 37. Miami doesn't even come in until number 40. And then, yeah, but basically it's just absolutely dominate. The top 50 even is dominated by New York and Chicago. But just around us, so around Athens, around Columbus, some of the cities that come to mind are Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Louisville, Indianapolis, and then obviously the cities in West Virginia are Charleston and Huntington. So the tallest buildings in all of West Virginia. The tallest one is their Capitol building, coming in at 292 feet. The tallest building in an entire state is less than 300 feet. as I said before, tallest building in Cleveland is number 27, which is nothing to shake your head about. It comes in at 927 feet, and they have three buildings all above the tallest building in Columbus, which is surprising. But you have to think that at one time, Cleveland was a much more populated and much more dense, thriving industrial city. But now, it's just kind of sad to walk around. Cincinnati, the tallest building, is 665 feet, and then the next one is below 500, so they only really have one. It is taller than Columbus's, but they only have one. The tallest building in Pittsburgh is a surprising 841 feet, which would crack the top 50, excuse me. And then they have another in the 700s, which is definitely solid. The tallest building in Louisville is 512 feet, which isn't embarrassing. I'd imagine that that's the tallest building in Kentucky. But then, yeah, the tallest building, and this might surprise you, there is actually some tall buildings in the state of Indiana, which, if I'm being quite honest, it's not a great city or state. Excuse me, Indiana is a state. But Indianapolis does have a 701-foot tall building, which I went to Indianapolis recently, and of course, first thing I did was look up what the tallest building was, and this surprised me that they had a building that was so much taller than a Columbus building. It's almost 100 feet taller. So that was pretty surprising to me. But yeah, overall, Indiana's, you know, a horrible state, and Indianapolis is only okay, but it is surprisingly nice to walk around, I will say. As I mentioned before, and I'm sure that you've known this, I do love Seattle. The tallest buildings in Seattle, so it does have a building at number 29, the Columbia Center, and it's over 900 feet. And it's a good building. And then they have another two that are in the 700s. They have another two that are in the 600s. And then they have a wide range of buildings that are in the 500s. So they do have tall buildings in Seattle, but they are not as tall as Chicago and New York and even Atlanta, Houston, or Los Angeles, or Philadelphia, of course. But I will say, the buildings in Seattle are all together. They're all tall right together. And a fact that might surprise you is that the Seattle Space Needle is not even close to the tallest building. The Columbia Center is the tallest building, then an apartment building, then the municipal tower, and the Space Needle doesn't even come close. The Space Needle is 605 feet. Now, you see photos where the Space Needle is taller. That's because the Space Needle is far north of the city. Not far north, but I mean, it's a good 15-minute walk from the heart of the city. And so when you get that far away and then you're looking straight up at the Space Needle, when you're on the north side of the city, viewing south, the Space Needle is going to be closer to you and it's going to look bigger than the other buildings. When in reality, the Space Needle is not even in the top three tallest buildings in Seattle. So additionally, the reason why the Space Needle and all other buildings in Seattle are no taller than 1,000 feet is because the airport is so close to downtown Seattle that they can't have any buildings taller than 1,000 feet. So the tallest building in Seattle being 939 feet at the Columbia Center, I mean, it's obviously not as tall as you can get, but it's pretty much right there. You're not going to be able to build any taller than 1,000 feet, so you're kind of locked into what you have. But that being said, the buildings in Seattle do feel taller because sea level is so much lower than street level in Seattle. There's an entire underground, actually, in Seattle that is very surprising. They don't have subways, but they have something called a light rail, which is similar to a subway, and then they have tunnel buses. That's how raised their city is that a bus can drive on sea level, but still be underground or under the road level. So that's a very unique thing about that as well. But yeah, so obviously New York and Chicago dominate the top 25, top 10, top 50 even for tallest buildings in the United States. And hopefully you did learn something about the tallest buildings in Ohio and around Ohio and Indiana, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, and then in West Virginia as well. But yeah, so tall buildings is something that I'm fascinated in, and it's a requirement because to me, a tall building, it represents maybe power or maybe industry or big business, and just represents a city for me is just having a solid amount of tall buildings. And so that's why I say I can't live in a place with a building below 700 feet. There will be another tall buildings episode someday about international tall buildings, because the United States really is not the leader in tall buildings as it once was. But thank you so much for listening. If you do want to be featured on the podcast, much like my fan Jack Matonis was today, just be sure to download the Anchor app and send me a message via voice, and I will actually play that in the podcast. I will not censor you in any way, shape, or form, and I'll play it and I'll react to that at the first part of my show. Additionally, if you want to tweet about Cromer at the End of the Table or send me a text message, I know a lot of you don't have my number because, as I said, my fan base truly is massive, but for those close enough, if you want to send me a text message, I will read it out loud on the podcast, unless it's just absolutely offensive. So thank you so much for listening to Cromer at the End of the Table, starring Michael Cromer. I, of course, am your host, Michael Cromer, and I'll see you next week.